Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy Cash.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Break it up.
Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Well, hello, hello, hello out there. It is Tele Tuesday, and we have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us, the author of The Healing of the Wound. She's going to be talking about the healing of a man's heart. You know, Stephanie has you pulling out your pencils and pads out there. So we're going to have an exciting show. But before we get going, let's send prayers out there for the wildfires, for the floods, for the COVID, for the variant, everything that's rising up out there. You know, it's like people are coming out the closet, great donations that have gone to the Trevor Foundation. With $100,000 and a match from the NFL, that young man came out the closet today. It's nice to live an authentic way and to free yourself. You know, the truth shall set you free. And if a person is hungry, we should give them bread. When there is no bread, we can at least give words of nourish. To a person who looks ill or who is physically frail, we can turn the conversation to some subject that will lift their spirits and fill them with the hope and determination to get better. Let us give something to each person we meet: joy, courage, hope, assurance, philosophy, wisdom, a vision for the future. Let us all give something. We must do that. We have an exciting show, and before Miss Stephanie Haynes come on, I'm just going to play this song for you. And keep in mind, we're going to tell it to you on Tuesday. Welcome in.
Reflections on the water, more than darkness in the depths. See him surface and never a shadow. On the wind I feel his breath. Golden eye, I found his weakness. Golden eye, he'll do what I please.
She's going to share with us another segment of the healing of a man's heart. You know, Stephanie is a healer, and she's going to let us know that it's a two-way street. It takes two people, the person that needs to be healed and the person that recognizes and cares enough to do the healing. Get out your pads and pencil because we're getting ready to learn something this evening. We have Ms. Stephanie Haynes on the line with us. Stephanie, how are you this evening?
Good evening, Miss Linda. I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm okay. And you know I'm going to put that appreciation out there ahead of time because we get busy and I do not want to overlook that. Thank you so much for coming on and caring and sharing with us this evening. I know you've had a victorious day because you just insist on that and that only. And I'm going to be quiet over here and let you take it away.
All right. So good evening, listeners. So last week we talked about forgiveness, and we're talking about the healing of the heart of a man. And we talked about the importance of forgiveness. You know, and forgiveness is not for the other person. Actually, forgiveness is for yourself. I'm just going to do a little brief review of that. Now, the law of forgiveness is a dynamic universe principle that can change our life. So when we are willing to forgive, we can unleash an amazing power, a flood of energy that can heal and uplift every area of our life. Now, when we are unforgiving, it can block our dreams and goals, and it can interfere with our relationship. It can turn our lives stagnant and dreary. So tonight we're going to talk about how to let go. How to let go.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And it's very important. You know, because when we don't forgive and we hold on all that negative energy, it keep us from our blessings, our gifts. It keeps us from doing our human revolution. It keeps us from growing to our highest potential. So here is how to begin dealing with your negative emotions so that you can become an emotionally healthy man for the rest of your life. And the first thing I want you to do is give yourself loving permission to acknowledge and fully experience the emotions of your feelings. Because sometimes when you don't want to feel, you numb yourself. It could be with alcohol, it could be with sex, it can be with drugs, it can be with playing sports, avoiding whatever it is that so you would not have to feel. All right, so being able to feel emotions keeps you alive, not just existing. People who are attentive to their emotions are much more likely to retain their vitality and excitement about living. Number two, and if you have not grabbed a pen and a paper, please do so. All right. So number two, identify the triggers and the memories associated with an emotion. Ask yourself, what brought on this particular emotion? Suppressing your emotions will destroy you. So find out what's causing you to feel this way and then let the emotion out. Most men don't like to talk about their emotions. As a little child coming up, they was told, little boys don't cry. Little boys have to be strong. And I think that's one of the worst mistakes a mother could ever do is to not allow their son to be able to feel their emotions. They're saying, man up, be a boy. Boys don't cry. No, boys do cry. Boys need to cry. Boys need to learn how to feel. Crying is feeling. Number three, honor a time limit. Give yourself a specific amount of time each day to be alone and express your feelings. Now, for those who have men caves, opportunity to go into your men cave and just be with self. Whether it's writing, creating music, poetry, or even having your fellows to come over and join you, then you guys can discuss and express. Number four, ask yourself what you can do to change the situation. Don't waste even 1 second trying to figure out how another person needs to change to make you happy. You will get sick or stay sick if you keep trying to change someone else. So focus on yourself and what you have power over. Now for you young men who did not grow up with your father, don't blame me. Don't blame your mom. You know, we choose our parents. I know some of you might say, well, I didn't choose him or her, but you did. They brought you into this world. Now it's up to you to figure out and find out what is your purpose, what is your mission, what is your calling, what are you called to do? Right? So with saying that, and I'm not saying that we don't need parents to groom us and help to guide us. I'm not saying that. But sometimes, you know, when our parents are not in our lives, we have community parents. Sometimes it'd be our grandparents that raised us. And if your father does not come into your life, then you find a male figure that you can look up to help groom you into a nice young man to be productive in society. Because what you don't want to be is one of those men blaming others for what's happening to you. Life is about a choice. You can choose to be productive, or you can choose to be destructive. And when I say destructive, that means getting into games, drugs, alcohol, or going around planting seeds all over the world. And when I mean it's not planting seeds, meaning having babies that you are not being there for. So now you're creating the same energy that your father created. Planted seed and left it. Then stay there and let the seed grow, and you nurture that seed. So it is also about changing the dynamic family, changing those generation curses. If you from a family that men are not being productive, respected, responsible, you make that change and say, I'm going to step up to the plate and be that man in my family to change that dynamic. Now, if you have a son, then you'll be able to teach your son how to be respected, how to respect others, how to treat a woman, how to be responsible. So that's the type of man that you would like to be. Now, I want you to ask yourself, what can you do to change the situation? Right? And if, and go back to say that, don't waste your time trying to change anybody else. It's all about you. What can you do? Then you have to have faith that your soul will show you the way to heal and have your needs met. Listen to your inner wisdom as it brings you truth and clarity about what action you need to take. Concentrating on each desire you feel in your heart cause creative energy to start flowing. Now, I want you to take action. Don't sabotage yourself by going back to old patterns that was not working for you in the beginning. You know, they say that if you want to see something different, that means that you got to do something different, all right? So don't look back, look forward. And take action to change the things that are hurting you emotionally. Now, I say when you blame, you lose the power to change. So I have some questions for you. Number one, how will you give yourself love and permission to acknowledge your emotions and feelings? Now, for some, you may have to stop drinking or smoking, whatever that you're doing to numb yourself, to keep you from feeling, maybe that's the first step for you. And then you probably got to get out of pre-contemplation, meaning that you're in denial, not even thinking about changing, because you have that energy of blaming, holding on resentment, that feeling of abandonment. So what? How will you give yourself loving permission to even acknowledge your emotions and your feelings? Number two, How will you identify your triggers and memories associated with an emotion? Now, for those who've been through trauma, and you might, you know, be in an environment that you might get triggered. You know, and the best way to deal with that is sit there and ask yourself, what is this? And it always go back to forgiveness, because when you forgive, you can let go. Not saying that you condone what the other person have done, but you honestly forgave that person so you can move forward and move on with your life. Because the only time you get triggered is when you have not really truly forgave that person. Okay? Number three. Now, how will you honor a time limit to yourself each day to express your feelings? That's whether you sitting down after your day in, write it in a journal, going for a jog or walk, and just sitting still and meditate. Just being still. So whatever that is that you choose to do just to honor yourself, do that. It's very important to take time out and to depress from the day. And also dumping your mind at night so you'll be able to have a restful sleep at night. You won't be tossing and turning. You'll be actually sleeping. And that's the only time the body can really heal, is when you are sleeping. Now ask yourself, what I can do to change the situation? So if there's some bad habits or some habits that is not desirable, I won't say bad, I'll say, you know, undesirable, that's keeping you from your good, then you might want to reevaluate and look at how you're doing things. Look at your company that you keep, your friends, the people that is in your environment. If you don't have no cheerleaders in your circle, someone is pushing you and motivating you to go to the next level, then you might need to reevaluate your circle, right? Now, I'm not talking about codependency, because the motivation starts with you, right? But it's always good to have someone in your ear saying, hey, you're doing a good job, right? So it's very important that who you have in your circle, number five, how will you demonstrate your faith in allowing your soul to guide you? So in your spiritual practice, are you faithful with your spiritual practice? Whatever your religion may be or your spiritual practice may be. Are you consistent? Or do you really believe in what you believe in, that your spiritual practice is really working for you? Because if you're skeptical and have doubts about your spiritual faith, then that's a blockage too. The Spirit's saying, oh, he's not really believing. He doesn't have faith. And when you don't have faith in your spiritual practice, then you're cutting off the energy. Because no prayers go unanswered. It's just that you have to remove the doubt and believe that it's going to transpire. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Then number six, what action will you take? Now, what you need to do to change in your spiritual practice to make that happen? All right, so we're going to move on. So at this time, if there's no question, Miss Linda, is there any questions?
Oh, well, you know, when I start asking questions, I'll be taking up most of the time, so I have to limit myself here. I kind of like had the statement when you wanted to ask yourself or listen to your inner wisdom, take action to change those old patterns. So that means it's very important to sit and have that me time or that still time so those things can come to you. Because if you sit still, they're definitely come. Am I correct on that? And so once they're revealed to you, then you have to take action to see, okay, well, I'm going to switch this up. Like, I'm going to restructure this. I'm going to change all of those yeses that I give my energy to a few no's, okay? But it will come to you. And the other one about the faith, if you have disbelief in whatever your faith is, you cut off the energy because that faith is going to push that energy out in the right direction, but you have to be able to have your ears open and believe in it to recognize it when it comes to you. Am I correct on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm not going to ask anymore because you know we can go on, and before this ends, I have one question to ask you that's not related, but I don't want to take up that time. So those are my two analyzations there.
All right, so what we're going to do, a letting go meditation.
Okay.
And at this time, you know, I want the listeners to really dig deep. And, you know, the healing in the heart of the man is really getting to the core of that pain. You know, man has this ability to compartmentalize their emotions, to put away in different little boxes. And they can open up when they want to feel or not feel or whatever. You know, we as women, we are very emotional, right? But men, not so much, because they can put their little emotions in different little box. They can shut it off, right? And, you know, they have this thing, well, men's are dogs. Well, it's not so much they're dogs and they're not dogs. It's just that they have an ability to shut things off. And we as women, we think, you know, that's cold-hearted. They're not listening. They're not paying attention. They don't care. Men don't get their emotions involved unless they really love an individual. All right? And that's why men can have sex with women with no attachments. Because they don't allow their emotions to get involved. So what I want the men to do that are listening is to really to be honest with yourself. Allow yourself to feel. You can open up one of those little boxes, you know, that you kind of stuff away. You don't have to be one of those big ones. But, you know, we're going to start with the small ones first, okay? So what I want you to do at this moment is just to close your eyes and then allow the tension to leave your body. And take a deep breath in. Then exhale out slowly through the nose. keeping your focus on your breathing. Inhale once again. And exhale out through the nose. Now I want you to bring your focus to your scalp or the crown of your head. And your forehead. And your face. And just relax. Now let your tongue, your throat, and your shoulders relax. Let your back, your pelvic relax. Now as you change from within, I would like for you to change your thinking. Change the way you speak. Change the way you express yourself. Now only then will that outer change occur. Now let your breathing be at peace as you relax your legs and your feet. Now, as you're relaxing, say to yourself, I am willing to let go. I release and let go. Let go of all the tension. I release all fears. I release all anger. I release all guilt. Release all the sadness. I let go of all old limitations. I let go, and I'm at peace with myself. I am at peace with the process of life. And I'm safe. Now, I would like for you to bring your breath to your belly, because your belly is your second brain. We're just going to go to the core. And for those who was abandoned in life, I want you to tell yourself, I am loved. I have someone to take care of me. I am free of pain, anger, resentment, and I forgive my parents. For them not realizing the blessings that they left when they abandoned me. Now I want you to think of whatever pain that you're holding on to. Send a breath to that place and just let it go. And just take a deep breath in and say, ah, just let it go. It doesn't serve you anymore. You're free of that pain. You took off the shackles. You freed yourself. You no longer abandoned. You're free. You're loved. You are somebody. And I want you to find your purpose on this earth. And live it to the fullest. And for those who fathered, even though he was in the home, abused you, take this moment to forgive him. More than likely, he was abused when he was a child. And most parents, they repeat some, not all, repeat what had happened to them. And remember, children live what they learn and what they see their parents do. So forgive him. Take a deep breath in. And exhale out slowly through the nose. And for those who had a father that passed on and you didn't have an opportunity to make amends with him, take this time and speak to him. Let him know how you feel, that you love him, that you forgave him, take a deep breath in and exhale out. All right. So what I focus on, I energize. And whatever I appreciate in my life or others grow stronger and flourish. So open up your eyes at this time and then take a deep breath in and exhale out slowly through the nose. And bring your palms of your hands in prayer pose and bring it to your heart. And take another deep breath in. And then open your hands out to the side. And reach up as high as you can. And exhale out slowly through the nose. And bring your arms around you and give yourself a big hug. And just tell yourself, I love me. All of me. Just as I am. I will speak peace and prosperity to everyone I meet. All right, Miss Linda.
Wow.
So you said you had a question for me.
Yes. I have to shake it off over here because as you're going through those exercises, I have to be careful not to get down in it. Otherwise, you'll hear me snoring. But the minute we end this call, I'm going to go through that exercise too. There's a few things I need to let go, and this has been very, very helpful. But I know that this was an exciting weekend. Thank you so much for giving us that information. I just wanted to ask you a question, because in understanding and visiting and talking with the young adults for this great celebration that we had, that we've always had, that we've always celebrated, and I know you have and I have, because we understand the story. I was listening to the young adults, and I wanted to ask you, you know, Juneteenth is all of a sudden a big thing to everybody, which is nothing to me coming out of Texas. I'm where it started, so I know the full story. But what does Juneteenth, the meaning of that, mean with you? What is that? See, I know that we've always traveled with the motherland. We always move with nature. But what does that really mean? To you, Stephanie, when we celebrate Juneteenth, because we all got our different versions of it, and I just wanted to hear it a little bit, you know, briefly from you to sum it up.
Yeah, well, you know, Juneteenth is a holiday that we celebrate, you know, every year, and then this year happened to be the year that they actually made it a federal holiday.
Yes.
Which is a great thing. But, you know, we still got a long way to go.
Yes.
We ain't freed yet, right?
No, I'm going to say that. You know, the freedom is coming, and the Emancipation and Proclamation is just words. But we still hollering, we shall overcome, okay? So you're absolutely correct about that. So, okay, I'm going to be quiet over here. You know, I don't want to don't want to get going.
Right. You know, even though we got the holiday, we still got a long way to go. You know, just experiencing 2020 and all the racism and stuff that, you know, we've been through, right? And then I look at the 800 youth children just finally got together back with their parents.
Right.
Right. Speaking of I think it was the 800 Hispanic children, right? And to have people with the mindset of separating and to demeanor individual and having power of a person, and we got a long way to go. You know, because when I look at the world, and I'm an optimist. I'm very optimistic, right? We are one people. And
yes,
once we can really, really understand that we are one people, we probably came from different parts of the world, but we are one people.
Yes,
and
we
all play a part on this earth. And once we really get that in our hearts and minds that no one owns anything.
No.
And when I look at territories, how, you know, I look at the gangbangers, right?
Mm-hmm.
How they try to create territories, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the, you know, the government and how slavery started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about owning and, you know, territories.
Mm-hmm.
No. This is a free land.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't belong to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can we all be on this land, and how can we cultivate it and to create peace and harmony and live together as one?
Well,
so this, when I look at Juneteenth and look back how, you know, how we was enslaved, right?
Right, right.
That hasn't changed anything because we're still enslaved.
Well, you know, and that's a subject that we will work on, because I know you, I know your roots. You know, we've always, you know, worked together as a troop. We've always, we know the stories, okay? And we also know that the story goes a little bit deeper than what we're still reading about. And you're absolutely correct. We all one people. We all came from Lucy. So I already always tell people to do your research on Lucy. Call me back and tell me who she was, okay? Because as we branched out and moved off, it all started at the same place. Well, that's history that's been removed that you don't want to know about. So it's up to us to let it be known out there. See, the true storytellers, there is no more aunties. There's no more uncles that you can sit down at the bottom. See, we were fortunate enough to sit and get those stories. So those stories was implanted in your life so that you would know who you are. In despite of what they knew you would have to go through, but they knew that you would know how to navigate and pivot around it because you know the truth, okay? Whereas the truth is trying to be hidden from you. So I wanted to ask that question because I was talking to a lot of young adults, and, you know, they have a lot of different programs coming out and the math and the this and the that. I said, yeah, we need to put that history back there. Okay, and when you say what happened before, don't tell me about 1619. Let's take it back further than that. Okay, 1619, it goes back deeper than that. But see, those things have been erased. But if you have it in your system and you've been told, it can sort of like keeps you forward. And I was very excited that it is a national holiday. I've been excited to see people out there celebrating, even though I didn't get in the midst of the crowds because I'm still wise and moving out very slowly. But just the idea to sit still and pay tribute to it and see what's happening, and you're absolutely correct. The truth shall set you free. When you have the truth, you'll have the freedom. But we still sing and we shall overcome because of this other stuff that's out here, the human demeaning, the separation. So I just wanted to get your take on that because I knew you would put a different spin on it. And, you know, we don't get political, religious, or whatever, but this is a human thing. And since we are humanitarians over here, I just thought I would ask that to you, but I don't know which way to go with that. I have some historians that can give it to you all the way back. And I'm definitely trying to get them to come and share, you know, that I remember going into an African history class. I didn't know Africa had so many rivers. And we had to name them, write stories about them. I know some bad people out there. So those storytellers, when you can grab them, you have to get them because they kind of like eases some of the pain. And when you see things happening and you know the truth shall set you free, they say that because you don't have to be angered about it or you don't have to get upset about it because you know the truth, okay? And it's up to you to get that truth out there to set up. So you don't have to be angry. That's the way I take the truth shall set you free because you don't have to get mad. You don't have to get angry. You don't have to say one word because you already know where it is, where it's coming from, and where it's going to go. And in order to move it into that direction, it's up to you to do it. So it's a lot of stuff happening. It's a lot of changes. And like you say, yes, we have a long way to go once we realize that we're all one. Mm-hmm. Some of us just, you know, the shades are differently because of the methodology that was used to get to the different shades. But they're different, but we're all one. And once we come to that realization, that's when the true humanity will come in. You're going to always find those that want control or whatever, you know, but it wasn't designed for that. So no matter what you make out there, what you put out there, what you try to do out there, the truth shall set you free. And it was going to all, what they say in the South, the buttermilk will, the cream will rise to the top. Okay, you just have to hold on and make sure that you keep stirring that buttermilk. So I just thought I'd put that out there to you because I knew that you would send me on a spill because you're going to whip it back on me. But this and then again, that's why this topic is so good this evening, letting go, okay? Because if you're holding on to it, you're blocking that energy, and you want to keep good energy flowing. So I'm glad to see it happened. I miss I wasn't in Texas because, you know, they do it big down there. Okay, always have. So I had a gentleman call, and he wanted some vendor to come. I said, oh, no, that's a holiday. Oh, yeah, that's right. They made it a federal holiday. Well, if you knew it was a federal holiday and you know I'm African-American, why are you trying to put me to work? I wasn't no slave, ain't no slave, didn't come from no slave. So I tell you what, let's schedule it up for next week. You know it was a holiday, but yet you testing? Are you testing here? Okay? But I was nice about it because, you know, I can get out there and get pretty raw, but it won't happen on that day, okay? That day is my day, and I'm not doing nothing. So so let's reschedule here and see what we have to do. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, if you knew it was, I wanted to say, if you knew it was, why would you make a dumb move like that? But, you know, we have to consider others and the imbalance of a lot of people. But when they come in balance and out of balance, I tell them, what about those of us who was out of balance before the pandemic? I give them something to think about, right?
Right.
You better think about it, okay? We might be blaming all this on what all we going through, but you don't know what you're dealing with here. And so we're going to leave this alone, and I'll see you next week. But I thought about it, so I'm getting there. But I'm glad it happened. But I was ecstatic about the youth and the questions that they were asking, you know, and then what they were seeking, what they want to know about. So that lets me know that, you know, they need to be taught because it's been erased. And then they're yearning and they're sinking. And the more they know, the more that they'll understand the truth, and the more that truth will set them free, and they don't have to get angry and do stupid things, okay? Just sit back and watch the movie. It'll fall to your feet, okay, keeping in mind that you are the producer, the actor, and the director of your play. And that's what we all have to learn here. So I am so glad that at first I said, I'm not going to ask her. I said, well, yeah, because, you know, you working with you in our troupe, we did dances from all over the world, aching and painting and everything else, barefooted, no shoes, some shoes, head wrapped, all wrapped. So I knew I was asking the right person here. And I missed hearing the drums, you know. But eventually after everything opens back up, I'll go back and you know, get some of that rhythm, because it's a community thing, it's a connection. And again, I'm so glad you said we are all one. And this 2020 and the events that have happened has shown that also, you know, through the things that we've gone through. So thank you for that, Ms. Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound and The Healing of a Man's Heart. And what topic are we going to do for next week so I can go study and get ready for it?
Take it off that mask.
Oh, you know that's my favorite one, taking off the mask. And how many masks do we wear? Oh, my goodness. When we talk about taking off the mask, is that the one that's, I'm not going to give it away. I just want them to wait and hear what they're in store for and get their mats out and get their pens and papers out and their pads and don't have any interruptions, because that's one that's going to keep us moving through. Stephanie, on that note, we love you over here. What is it that you would like to leave us with this week? We got a few minutes. We got about 4 minutes here. What would you like to leave us with?
Well, I would like to say to all the men out there, you know, that everybody wants to be loved. So don't shut your heart off. Allow yourself to feel. Allow yourself to be in the moment. And if you don't know how to love, allow the person in your life to love you. And then reciprocate. And once you do that, then you allow your heart to open and to feel that person's love. Whether it's your mother, your sister, your aunt, even your mate. Because sometimes we can hold on anger that we block the love that another individual is trying to give us. So I'm asking at this moment to open up your heart. You know, let go. You know, healing trauma is a process that's taken off layers. You might not do it all tonight. It's a process. You know, once you finish that one little box, go to the next box. Open it up. and it start to work.
Wow.
And if it gets too much for you, you know, sit it out. But the most important thing is to go back and learn how to process it without the alcohol, without the drugs, but to really be present, be sober in the mind, to be able to really feel. And once you can feel, you can learn how to heal.
Once you feel, you can learn how to heal. I'm going to close with that. Once you feel, you can learn how to heal. That one, I'm shutting you down on that one, because that is the key that I wanted to hear on that. And I'm going to take us out of here, listeners. This is Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound and The Healing of a Man's Heart. Stay tuned. Each week, she's going to give you some more information that's going to help you get through whatever you're trying to get through. Stephanie, we love you here. Thank you, thank you. And what did you say? Once you, wait a minute, what was that? I wrote it down. I got to find it. Give it to me once. Once you feel, you can heal. I have to put an arrow around that, because that's the main important thing. Stephanie, we love you. Thank you. Please have a lovely evening. Next week, we're going to be peeling off that mask. Thank you, Stephanie Haynes. Waking up with Linda Maxey. We don't know what we would do without you. Thank you for sharing and caring. Have a good day.
And you too. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Of love asleep and tired, are rolling by like thunder now. As I look in your eyes, I hold on to your body and feel the truth you make. Your voice breaking up with the dumbest.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy Cash.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love.